Track 6, and there's more news. Public gains greater access to Devon court case details. Members of the public are gaining greater access to details of criminal court cases in Devon thanks to an innovative project funded by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. A three-month pilot project operating since the start of the year has provided a dedicated news reporter to cover magistrates' court proceedings in the region, and the scheme has now been extended for a further 9 months. The scheme, delivered by NewsQuest Media Group following a bidding process, has so far reported on more than 100 cases in Exeter Magistrates Court that might otherwise have gone unreported due to a reduction in reporters attending court. Dermot McDonough, NewsQuest's regional editor for Dorset, Devon and Cornwall, said justice must not only be done, but must also be seen to be done. The partnership between the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly and NewQuest ensures that this important tenet of the criminal justice system is fulfilled. We are delighted to be taking part in this groundbreaking scheme. Cases covered in the first 3 months have included offences such as drug dealing, theft, possession of weapons, harassment, sexual assault, criminal damage, voyeurism, and drink and drug driving. News articles generated by Criminal Justice Reporter are made available free of charge to any certified media organisation that wishes to publish them, with the BBC, ITV, and several other media outlets among those who have signed up to the scheme. The pilot project focuses on proceedings in Exeter Crown Court and a selection of magistrates' courts across Devon. Alison Hernandez, Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, said seeing justice served in our communities is vital for public confidence in both the police and the criminal justice system. Sadly, there are fewer news reporters covering court proceedings than there have been in previous decades, meaning many cases go completely unreported. I am particularly pleased that this scheme focuses on magistrates' court. Whether it's violence, drug use, shoplifting, drink driving, or nuisance behaviour, it's vital we lift the lid on these incidents and are transparent about how they are dealt with. The Criminal Justice Court Reporting Scheme will run until the end of November 2026.
Manic Street Sweeper, keeping hospital clean. The Torbay Hospital League of Friends has funded a new road sweeper to support the upkeep Torbay Hospital. The road sweeper, named the Manic Street Sweeper, is already in daily use across the site. Its name, a playful pun on the band Manic Street Preachers, was chosen following a public vote from a shortlist suggested by colleagues, with more than 500 people taking part, adding a bit of personality to a vehicle that plays an important role behind the scenes every day. Funded entirely by the Torbay Hospital League of Friends, the new road sweeper supports the practical work of keeping roads and pathways clear across a large and busy hospital site, particularly during periods of high footfall and challenging weather. Martin Tucker, chairman of Torbay Hospital League of Friends, said, "We are pleased to have been able to fund something so useful and visible. This is a piece of equipment that will be used every day, and that's exactly the kind of difference our supporters want to make. It was also great to see colleagues and the public get involved in choosing the name. It really captured the spirit of the hospital community." Jonathan Hawkins, Environment and Waste Operations Manager, said, "Having this road sweeper on site is already making a real difference to how we manage the estate. It supports our teams to keep key routes clear and the hospital looking well cared for, which matters for everyone coming onto the site. And we are very grateful to Torbay Hospital League of Friends for their continued support." Torbay Hospital League of Friends has been supporting Torbay Hospital for more than 70 years and received the Queen's Award for voluntary service in 2012. The league continues to fund equipment and improvements that go above and beyond NHS provision, always with the aim of enhancing patient care and experience. For more information about the League of Friends and how you can support their work, Torbay Hospital League of Friends.
Teenagers Road Safety Campaign success. A group of teenagers from Dawlish College have been praised for their calls for road safety measures presented at a council meeting. The youngsters, aged between 13 and 15, presented a petition and were asked to speak to Devon County Council's Highways and Traffic Orders Committee about the results of their own survey. Now, councillors have agreed a scheme for a new safety crossing to be designed by highways engineers by the summer term at Elm Grove Road and the A379. It was also agreed that one of the zebra crossings on Exeter Road will be converted to a signal crossing due to a fatality last year. The changes will also benefit the nearby Gatehouse Primary School around the A379 junction and Elm Grove Road, although money to fund the scheme would still need to be found by the County Council. Their campaign, quote, 20 is plenty, started a year ago after one student was hit by a car. He was airlifted to hospital and suffered a head injury which required surgery. The youngsters carried out their own survey to show the real scale of the problem. It revealed 9 students had been hit by vehicles outside the school on Elm Grove Road. One student explained, "We found that over 3/4 of pupils were affected in some way in terms of road safety." Another pupil revealed, "Some youngsters are now too scared to cross the road near to their school as they worry about an incident." Deputy Head Kate Bukowski said, "Pupils have seen each other being injured and so have staff." She added, "I'm on duty every morning and I see children between cars and I see cars pulling out. There are lots of near misses every day." The campaign was supported by Dawlish County Councillor Rosie Dawson. She said, "The young people were incredible. I'm so proud of them. I presented a petition from our community with 841 signatures calling for improved safety. After the design phase and consultation, the next push will be to find funding, but we are a step closer." Councillor David Cox, chairman of the committee, praised the teenagers, saying they made very pertinent points and the councillors were impressed with their passion and commitment and maturity. We hope we've got a way forward that they agree with.
A dog kennels at Denbury is set to expand as its bid for a new block at the site is approved by planners. Submitted by Carey Kennels, the application sought permission to construct an additional building for 22 individual dog kennels. Deanbridge District Council have today, Friday, March the 13th, granted planning permission. The development hereby permitted shall begin before the expiry of 3 years from the date of this permission, the council said. The new block has been designed to match the appearance of the existing kennels on site, as well as other rural buildings in the surrounding area. It will consist of a single storey only, keeping the ridge height as low as possible to minimise any adverse visual impact. 40 of the existing 60 kennels at Carey Kennels are used for specialist long-stay boarding, with an average of 6 to 8 week stay. The remaining 20 kennels are used for general boarding. The proposed 22 kennels will be used for specialist long-stay boarding. The proposed new building will make efficient use of an underutilised on-site area that is protected from view by mixed species tall boundary wall. The design has taken due regard to functionality as well as local vernacular and the advice given at pre-planning consultation, the statement added. The site access route does not pose a risk to accidents and will remain unaltered.